Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
What time is it?
Game time!
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show. On every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Hey, it's the top of the morning to your family. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Rush Hour. Yeah. Only messing around. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Jars.
Beautiful day. Funny kind of day. We've had a bit of fog out there and a bit of beautiful calm seas, but lovely. Lovely to be here with you chaps on a Thursday. Lots to get through. We've got a couple of superstars coming in to play a bit of a quiz.
Yes.
From Adelaide United. One of mine's a bit of my fanboy favourite.
Yeah, you've gone all funny.
I get a bit giddy when, you know, if I love someone, I do get a bit giddy when they...
Rumours are you going to be biased during this quiz.
If we've got a lot to get through, why are you doing a weather report?
And why are you talking with an Irish accent to start with, then you pull back to your whatever you talk like?
Okay, we've got plenty to get through, as I said. Now, Adelaide United are playing tonight, taking on Western United.
Must win.
Please get down there and support our boys. Hindmarsh Stadium, I know it's Thursday night football, but let's get and support our boys, please.
They deserve to be in the finals.
Come
on. It's been a rough month, but please get the points.
It was only
tonight.
A month ago we were talking about they could potentially finish top two, couple of home finals, and then all of a sudden that's how close the competition is.
I saw our captain, Stefan Mork, this morning down the beach, and I just gave him a little bit of a blessing. I blessed his feet and his hands.
No. Oh,
what's that mean?
No, well,
what do you mean?
You know everyone else you've blessed.
I did.
Well, look at Tom Rockliffe now.
What's happened there,
he can't
Tommy?
Even no knees. Walk outside without
he's
something.
He's got a lawyer letter coming his way after that tirade we caught from him the other day.
St Kilda. Yeah,
now, good news. Look, good news. There is some football coming to Adelaide Oval. Gregory and Byrne.
Yes.
Collingwood are coming.
Yes, they are.
Private jet and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
What's happened? What's happened with the health minister, Nicola?
There's been a bit of uproar, I guess, with them being allowed in and some other people not being allowed in. But she's, she had this to say, Jars. If you're sitting in the crowd, she had this to say.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Which is basically Bluey at the crease.
But duck and do not touch
she
that
said
ball.
What?
I don't think she's played too much footy.
She's taking the piss, isn't
Nicola
she?
Sperrier.
She's taking it.
She, I don't think she was, Jars.
She's having a gag.
No, she's not.
That's her sense of humour, sure.
How are they going to get the footage back? I don't know what's going to happen there. But
Nicola.
This is serious, Jars. They've employed someone to help the crowd down there. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
It's Patches O'Houlihan from Dodgeball.
To be true dodgeballers, then you've got to learn the 5 Ds of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 Ds, no amount of balls on earth can hit you.
Shouldn't we, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Bang, taken out. The 5 Ds.
Oh, what a movie that is.
No,
it was a great movie.
Are they going to have someone down there, Greg, when the ball does go into the crowd, to wash the ball? To sanitise the football?
I think that's what happened in the summer with cricket. Yeah, you sanitise the ball if it comes back.
But, okay.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like these guys are running around against our Crows players, tackling them, spinning on them,
sweat.
But we're not allowed to touch the ball in the crowd. Yeah. Like it's just,
and yet the trams and the buses will be packed when they leave the ground and go to the ground. How does that work out? And they won't be wearing a mask, will they? In public transport, do they have to wear a mask these days?
You don't have to.
At the ground, you do.
It doesn't make sense. I just don't understand it. But anyway,
It's good that the footy's here, Jeff.
It's great that the footy's here, Bernard. I am happy to. But why would she say that?
You said you were unhappy yesterday. Make up your mind. You said that it was, you know, double standards. There's other people in Victoria trying to get back to SA.
But I've had a few phone calls since I made that comment. That people could lose their job down at Adelaide Oval if they don't have any footy. So,
1 weekend.
Well, that affects part-timers, you know, part-time work and businesses that, you know, cater
How
for the Adelaide
Oval. How does it affect
Oval.
You?
No, well, I just feel a little bit bad that I said that. I jumped the gun as usual.
Well, I've been suspended, so I'll see you around.
And you're entitled to change your mind, aren't you? Your opinion?
Well, not every five seconds.
Shane McAdam's going to come on the show.
Is he? Is he coming on the show? Yeah.
Yeah, he will.
And, he'll be on the phone.
Bruce Jidday and Marcello Kruska coming in to play that quiz.
Yep. And I can't wait to tell my story.
Beer with Bluey.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's a good, is it good? Is it?
No, I've heard it. Bluey was telling me out there. Bruce is a rip snorter.
I'm champing at the bit to tell it.
Who's involved?
Yeah, no, you'll see. We can't get, it'll give away what it's about, trust me.
Oh,
it's all on the way with the Rush Hour Triple M.
So it's going to be like unlike any of the others you've told. It's
gonna Don't be like that, Ben.
Sorry. I changed my mind again. I'm like Jazz. Take it back. Mid-season draft.
Well, last night, Byrne, up to 7 ruckmen got drafted.
Yes.
7 ruckmen. Wow. Most of them all over 200 centimetres.
That hurts local clubs, doesn't it?
Well,
because a ruckman is so crucial. And well, Sturt lost 2 key forwards, so that's
going to hurt their season, absolutely. And what about Norwood? They lost their talented forward.
Yep, they did. Jackson Callow, who we spoke about on last night's show, kicking a lot of goals, big contested marker. He went to Hawthorn, pick 17. Jed McEntee was one of those players from Sturt. He actually went to Port Adelaide, so he'll stay local. The other one was Ash Johnson from Sturt.
Yep.
He went pick 3 to Collingwood, so he'll go over there to Melbourne. And Adelaide picked up Paddy Parnell, so he's been likened to Western Bulldogs player or halfback Caleb Daniel. He's 178 centimetres, 19 years old, from the Murray Bush Rangers. So.
And must be elite kick then, if they pick him up.
But
saying he can play multiple roles, can't he? He can go forward, play on the wing as well.
And back, yeah.
Very skillful.
Uses the ball well, but Caleb Daniel wasn't really a halfback, was he, either? So they've developed him into a good ball user.
He's elite, mate.
All Australian, too.
Absolutely. So and Port Adelaide, pick 13.
Yeah, pick 13, I said that.
Yeah, yep. Jed McEntee
Jed
from
McEntee,
Sturt.
Yep, so he's one of those forwards.
And Tyson Stengel missed out.
Missed out. So there's a lot of
Were
talk
you surprised,
around.
Ben?
I was, yeah. I thought a club would have taken a punt on him, a Collingwood. They were talked about or linked to him for a fair while, and I thought they would probably do that because I just felt like he'd be a good fit there.
Does that mean his AFL career's finished, chaps?
No, if he couldn't get picked up.
So you think there's going to be a lifeline?
I think teams, it's no doubt what he can do on the field. Yeah. I just think they need a bit more time because it's been 6 months and he said, you know, of course he's going to say that. I've matured a lot in the last 6 months. But I think teams want to see a little bit more, want a bit longer and potentially pick him up in the draft come the end of the year. That's where my head around that is thinking.
We mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
It was like the gut feeling was that it was just too soon. So maybe a full season SANFL, get through another pre-season where there are, circumstances where some things are tempting. So get through another pre-season and then, you know, maybe you'll get picked up at some stage.
But
hopefully he does.
I just feel for the state league clubs that have lost some quality players. How do they get compensated? They don't have them growing on trees, so they can't. And as you know, boys, it's like for like. So if you lose a key forward, you got to replace a key forward.
Yeah,
now, do they have one in their reserves program? I don't know.
They probably do, but like he's in the reserves for a reason, Jars. But I don't know. It's a tough one.
You can't.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. The coaches love it. The clubs love it, being able to pick people up. But
state league clubs don't love it.
This contract is only for a few months as well, or less than 6 months. So I don't know, to drag someone out. Say like an Ash Johnson now goes to Collingwood.
Yeah,
I hope he plays and I hope he has a long career, but he could potentially go over there, miss a season with Sturt. You know, not play a game, shift everything over
Late
there, then have
family,
to shift back, start work again. Like it's a bit tough, I reckon. At some cases would be tough. Others we've heard, like John Noble getting picked up last year. He's almost in the top 5 picked at Collingwood at the moment. The nice ball user across halfback, David Noble's son. So there is good stories, but there's also ones that are a bit tough. But you can't please everyone. Mm. So I mean, the AFL is what everyone looks up to.
If the mid-season draft is in. That means these boys have to make an impact straight away and be played straight away.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Straight away.
Like, come straight into a system. You probably don't know 90% of the list, maybe 100% of the list.
Yeah.
It's like your first day at school. So that first week would be really, really tough. And then, as you said, Judge, you'd feel like straight away you'd have to play some really good football.
And every week you're not in the side is a week closer to the end of the season, which could be the end of your little short career. So you'd feel the pressure, I reckon. And
The Crows have said, though, with their pick, that that's a long-term thing.
Yeah, they have, yes. But, yeah, in saying that, it doesn't always happen. But that's what most clubs are. They, you don't pick someone up knowing that you're going to go, oh, we're just going to have him for 4 months and then that's it. So everyone will be thinking long term, but it doesn't always work out that way. But good luck, because everyone wants an opportunity at the AFL level. And if this is the way, these guys weren't going to get an opportunity otherwise. So good luck.
Good luck, lads.
Hopefully they'll have long careers.
Hey, give me one of those famous giant beers.
It's that time again on the Rush Hour to have a beer with Bluey.
I love to have a beer with Bluey.
Clean belly, bill of health, Dyson, get $100 off your first order.
I'm going to have to change my story, Haydos, if I'm not allowed to mention.
Now, there was a backlash regarding last week.
Was there?
Now,
who from? Bernard,
from mate, everywhere I went, they couldn't believe that you actually told that story.
I was a little bit hesitant, wasn't I, to tell the story. But
no,
I,
you couldn't wait.
I just,
about that New South Wales cricketer eating his own dung.
Yeah. I can name him.
He lost a bet.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Did he tell you?
Yeah. When we were having a beer the other day, when you weren't invited.
That's okay.
Yeah, it was anyway, I did say at the start of that story, just, you know, if
You were sick. You were off sick the next few days. Did that have anything to do with that story?
Now, it's a bit cleaner, this one. All right, so.
Clean bill of health.
Clean bill of health.
You did.
There was a pause.
Did he not stuff it up?
All right. Let's go back and have a look. Hang on a minute.
Clean bill of health.
Yeah, there's a bit of fanfare there.
You said bill of health.
I
didn't.
So what have you got? What's your story?
Okay, so you know there's this
mouse. You know, Jazz.
Yes, buddy.
This Jed McEntee looks like he's going to be all right too.
What's this got to do with the
Port Adelaide have picked him up last night.
Yes.
Is that the one likened to Caleb Daniels?
Yes, it is, mate.
Is it? Yeah.
Right. I thought it was. Right.
No,
you got
hilarious. A story?
Who's that bird?
Jed McEntee, isn't it?
No, it's Mackesy. That's how you pronounce it?
No, it's McEntee.
There's too many that sound like it. You know what I mean?
That's Fisher Mackesy.
That's
that
it.
One.
How long's this segment been going for so far?
It's been going for a little while.
I didn't know this either.
What's happened?
Adelaide Oval's a chance.
Hang on.
Sorry.
What's happened?
There we go. That's all right. It's still recording. So
Adelaide Oval is a chance to host Queen's birthday.
Hang on.
That's Melbourne Collingwood.
Where's the bed gone as well?
That's a big game.
Are we actually doing... What are we doing here?
Melbourne could potentially play Collingwood here for Queen's birthday because there's no crowd yet.
Who gives a shit?
That's the big freeze game.
Neil Danaher,
the big freeze game. And you don't give a shit.
No, whether it's here in Adelaide or not.
Well, it's good for Adelaide Oval.
They're going to do it.
Take your mouth guard out when you speak.
Can I just talk about...
Pies and passes are cheap now and beer? They've dropped the prices?
Guys.
What?
Right. No, it's Parnell that's the small defender from Adelaide, peanuts.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
I said Parnell.
No, I said, is that him from Port Adelaide?
I was going to talk about the mouse plague, Rich. What's happened?
This is very important, okay? This is very, very...
Patrick Parnell it is.
This is very, very important.
What's happened?
No, I'm done. Tell your story.
We're waiting.
You know what?
Don't walk out. See, you've done this, Haydo.
I haven't done anything.
You've made me walk out.
I haven't done anything.
Come back and tell your story.
We've got two minutes left.
We've got 2 minutes.
Well,
no, you can't.
Quick, who's it?
Here we go.
About the mouse plague.
I forgot we're doing that.
It's not about the mouse plague.
But you just said I got a story about the mouse plague. Did he not burn?
It's about a Western Australian player.
Head to triplem.com.au and register on our win page for your chance to win a double pass to join the Rush Hours, Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
That's it.
For lunch at the Highway on Friday the 25th of June.
Story.
Book now at thehighway.com.au.
Do you know Carlo Ancelotti is going back to Madrid?
No shit.
Where's the story, Bird? I mean, Blue.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
This is a disgrace.
You get a bonus gift card up to $1,000 at Harvey Norman.
Let's talk to one of the Adelaide Crows young players. He's Shane McAdam. He joins us on the Rush Hour. A very important game against the Collingwood Football Club. Good afternoon, Shane. Thanks for your time, buddy.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got Collingwood at Adelaide Oval. They've got a couple of big players out. So, obviously, last week was disappointing. Good first quarter. What was the post-mortem from the senior coach and the players in your meeting regarding that game, young man?
we just lacked composure pretty much in after the first quarter, and yeah, just went away from our game plan pretty much. And you can't do that against a good team in the Tigers, so make you pay.
A Indigenous round, something that's very close to your heart. It's over 2 weeks this year. Special round for you guys?
Yeah, very special. You just get to see a lot of Indigenous people come from all areas of Australia, and yeah, we get to showcase it on one of the biggest stages.
Tyson Stengel, unlucky not to get picked up last night in the mid-season draft after a lot of hype around which clubs were looking at him. Have you touched base with him, and how's he feeling?
I haven't really touched base with him at all after last night. I think Tyson's matured over the last 6 months since leaving the club, so I'm pretty sure he'll just get back into work and keep doing what he's doing, and hopefully have another crack at the end of the year.
Yep.
Shane, what about your form line? Have you been happy where you're at? Obviously, you had a poor game last week, and that happens to some players, and you're playing a certain role up inside forward 50. Have you had discussions with the coach about getting some consistency week in, week out with your football?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest one for me, is just consistency. Being able to stay in games at all times instead of just having little laps. Been speaking to the coaches and the forward coaches. Yeah. So, just getting that consistency and trying to play my role when things aren't going my way. Just get back into playing my role and doing the team thing.
Hey, how's Tex been? Kicked another four on the weekend. He said he's got sore shoulders last time I spoke to him from carrying everyone.
He's strutting around.
He's still doing that shit dance he does in that in the change room.
Those big ears are flapping around.
Flapping, aren't they?
You know, I can't text these.
Chatting with Crows, Shane McAdam. Shane, who's the greatest or the best Indigenous footballer you've seen since you started playing football? Because we've got we've got three or four that we used to love playing against and with.
Probably the biggest one for me, probably Buddy Franklin.
Yeah.
Goes all right, Buddy.
Probably the best footy player. Cyril Rioli's up there.
Yeah, oh, good lad. Nice.
And then the other two, you can't go past Andrew McLeod or Eddie Betts, I think.
Hey, sitting 15th at the moment, only two games out of the eight. Still talking finals and aspiring to get there?
Absolutely. I think every team's aspiring to get to the finals. We set out a goal start of the year to make top eight at least. And, I mean, you can see when we play our best footy, as we did against the Demons, we can match it with any of them. So we just need to do that over four quarters.
Hey, you'd be happy to be playing at home this weekend. Jars touched on that a little bit at the start, but are you happy to be playing a team from Victoria coming in with potentially bringing the virus in?
I think we'd be happy to play footy no matter what. Sure, they'll sort it out with it. I don't think they'll let them in if they've got a virus.
Nah, they won't.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you prepare for that? Because it's just the moving each day seems to change. You were going to Sydney at one stage. You were possibly staying here. Other teams are getting out of Melbourne. I suppose you just wake up and just wait to be told what to do.
Yeah, that's right. You can't really prepare for anything. But the coaches and staff at the club, they just make us come in as if we're to prepare to play every week. So we try not to do anything different. We just prepare as it's a normal week.
Mate, before we let you go, what's your favourite band? Have you got the favourite music? Do you have the headsets in your ears before you start to play footy? Who do you like rolling with these days?
Probably, if I'm going to band, probably Kings of Leon.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Yes, sex on fire. Yes. Kings of Leon. They're one of my favourite bands there, young Shana. You and I should go to a concert together.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's tear it up.
Oh, you don't want to go with Jars, mate, I'm telling you.
All the best, young man, all right? And when you look, take your opportunities, get that consistency going, make sure you keep playing real good, tough, hard footy.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
And just before we let go, your brother Ash got drafted to Collingwood last night.
He did.
How good's that?
Yeah, so good. Me and him were just sitting on the couch having dinner, and his name popped up and we were all in
line. Brilliant. So when is he over there? Will he play this weekend, or is he just going into their reserves program?
Jeez, straight into the A's.
What? Quick. Mate, Collingwood got a lot of injuries. They need players.
Shano. Picked up last night, but just flying to Adelaide, mate. You were playing Saturday.
Oh, congratulations to the family.
Good. Yeah, no, mum's over the moon. Horse Creek's over the moon too.
Well done, Shane. Well done, mate.
All right. Good luck, mate, and thanks for your time, Shane.
Thanks, boys.
There he is, Shane McAdam from the Adelaide Crows there.
Exciting player, well, isn't he? When he's on top of his game, high-flying marks.
And he knows he's got to just play consistent.
Not a bad kick for goals.
He's a very good player. Would you like him up around the wing, Burn?
I'd get him up around the footy a bit. Yeah, he's has big quiet touches, doesn't he? And you need to get players in. They've done it with Darcy Fogarty.
There you go.
When he goes a bit quiet, he's been had quiet moments, and they've tried him in the middle. So you got to get players like that into the game. And an early touch, we saw Dixon on the weekend.
There you go, big chuckers.
He fires them up, they get them going. You go. Then you chuck them forward.
Two of our former greats here. One is the Adelaide United boss, and we love this man, Bruce Gitte. Welcome to you, young Brucey.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
And, well, you know I've got man love for this bloke. He's a great of our club, and, I'm getting a bit goosebumpy here. But Marcelo Carrusco, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you so much.
Talk into the microphone, please, sir.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, too great, you blokes.
Yeah, well, what about poor Bruce?
He's a great of our club.
You sort of went, you're flat.
No, Bruce, flat? And if I was, I apologise.
You were flat, but it's probably warranted. You know, Cello was the number 10.
Before we talk about tonight's big game at Hindmarsh Stadium, tickets are still available. We want a massive crowd to support our boys.
Hey, you've been... We had a few phone calls this week with Carl Viet's comments. Have you been defending him?
What the hell did he do?
Well, you know what frustrated me the most out of all of that is that it got released to the media before anyone told us about it.
Oh, no.
So Football Australia's released this thing about, you know, Carl Viet's going to be reprimanded for his comments to the referee, and I'm reading it the same like everyone else did.
Oh, no.
Any danger of a heads up, guys? So, look, I don't think it's overly serious. We haven't spoken in depth about it. We support our coach fully. So we've been on the rough end of a few refereeing decisions throughout the season, but so has everyone. Mm. I'm not one to comment on referees publicly.
Told me off air they were shit.
No.
Don't throw him under the bus.
We're having a joke.
I didn't say that for the record. But look, it's we don't want it to be a distraction from the game tonight because it's our grand final, if I'm honest, tonight. Yeah. It's a really big game.
Yeah, it's been a difficult month, hasn't it, I suppose, for you guys, because you're in a great position, and now, it's a must-win game.
Yeah, in hindsight, it shouldn't have come down to this. You know, there's two or three games we played away where we've played really well, went up 1-0, ended up losing 2-1. You rewind back to those moments, and you just think, if we just picked up a point there, we're not even in this situation. But that always happens at the end of seasons, if we were second and we could have been top, you know, if we were seventh, we could have been in the finals. Now we're in a good position, if I'm honest, where everything's still in our hands. We just got to get the job done tonight and we can have a relaxing weekend and look forward to finals next week.
All right. Well, let's just play something that's very special to our heart. The Triple M and RAA.
Oh, no. Special to your heart, is it? You can't even read RAA, you can't even say letters.
Let's go, Haydo.
Triple M. Thanks to Adelaide United and RAA Travel, we're giving Reds fans the chance to win the ultimate SA travel experience.
It is Craig Gutierrez! Absolutely sensational goal!
So enjoy a break on us and fly away with the travel experts at RAA. It's time to play the Fly Away Quiz.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Sorry, RAA. I'm dyslexic and Brucey.
RAA. Something my son would say.
Yeah. And he's
six.
Nah, he saw him the younger ones too.
Shut up. All right, you two gentlemen, you two superstars of the Reds Football Club. There's questions for both. There's questions for you, Bruce and Cello. Mm-hmm. You got to know each other. Brucey, you're playing for Wayne Collins. He's a good fella. And Marcello, Gift, you're playing for Daniel Vargo. So good luck, chaps. All right, okay. So we'll start off with questions for both. Greg or Byrne, who's going to go first?
Please? I'll go first. Right. All right, boys.
And call your name out first if you know the answer. Is that how it works?
Just got to. Each of them get a chance to answer the question, all right? Okay. How many Adelaide United appearances has each player made in all competitions? Now, it's the closest without going over. Gets the point.
I reckon Chillor's made 103. And I've made 147.
Right, Cello. How many's Bruce played in all comps?
150.
Yeah. And what about you?
124.
Oh, get out.
Now he's gone over.
All right. What is it?
One.
Yeah, Bruce, 158.
Ooh.
You made. Yeah. And Cello, 123.
Yeah. Oh.
That is stiff. I don't actually want to.
No, you made cello's won. Cello's won. Right, Burn, number two, please.
Yeah, they won. What do you want, mate?
Oh, they're fighting again.
I like this. When did each player score their first AUFC goal at Adelaide United and against who?
I scored in 2007, maybe, against Siong Nam.
Yeah, okay.
In the Asian Champions League.
Right. Yes.
Cello.
Yes. Wow.
Karuska, when was your first goal?
2015. We hate this team.
Yeah. Yeah. 2015 Melbourne victory.
Oh. Cello?
No. When I came here, it was 2012.
Yes.
Yes.
Round 10.
Front, okay.
It was against?
Yeah, it was against. We hate him. We can't stand him.
Why don't you just feed him the answer if you're going to just
beat him? Rusinos.
Melbourne victory? Yes. Who won that one?
Thanks, Rusi.
All right, number three.
I like them. Competitive. I like it. Now, how many goals have each of you scored?
Cello scored 21. Mm-hmm. I scored 43.
Cello?
Damn it.
26.
Yeah.
And
Bruce?
48.
Gregory, what is it?
Well, Bruce, 41, and Cello, 27. So I think...
Cello,
27.
Cello,
yeah. I think Cello's been Googling himself.
Yeah, he's checking up on his stats.
And he's just sitting there nodding. Yes, I do.
Burn, question for Bruce. Yeah. Question
looking
for Bruce,
your
Burn.
Batting average, 7.
Question for Bruce, please, Burn.
Austin Ferris.
Which team did each other...
It's how many team? How many countries?
It says which team.
No, I'm going to read it as
a question that you've jumped.
Oh, shit, I didn't see that one.
Which team did each other make their Adelaide United Football Club debut against?
Yeah, this is good. Bruce.
Can't you remember your debut?
It's all a blur to me, mate.
Come on.
You were going out too much during that period.
Yeah.
Vodka bar and all that. I was reading up about that.
I lived on North Terrace.
That's right.
I lived at Oaks on North Terrace. Jeez, you remember those days,
I tell you, if we went to Electric Circus and you saw Bruce out the front, you just jump in behind him. No lining up. No entry fee. Straight to the dance floor. Free drinks. Drink cards.
There's that's what you're dealing with.
That's
the boss.
True, Bruce. Don't deny that. He's not. Wow. Right. What was the question?
Yeah, what was it?
Which team did you make debut against?
I reckon my debut was against, I'll say, Central Coast Mariners.
Okay.
And Cello's debut, Melbourne Heart.
No. Melbourne Heart. No. It's good.
All right. Cello, your debut?
My debut was against Brisbane.
And Brucey's?
And Brucey.
Memorable moment.
Newcastle. Please. For sure.
No.
No, you in Newcastle. And it was New Zealand Knights.
Bruce, 2006 and 2007, round 10.
Versus New Zealand Knights?
New Zealand Knights,
yeah. Yeah, wow.
And Cello against Newcastle Jets. Your debut. All right.
Let's get going.
All right, this is just for Bruce. Bruce.
Okay.
How many countries has Cello played in?
He knows. For sure.
Four.
Correct. Oh, well done. Can you name them?
Mexico, Argentina, Turkey, Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, well done, picture stuff.
Well done, right, question for Cello. Now, I remember this because this was front and back
page.
Wait for this.
Yeah.
How many games did Bruce go without scoring during his infamous goal drought?
Jeez.
Can we a little more specific? Like, as in on the field or?
It does said goals. Yeah, on field.
Right.
He didn't have too many droughts off.
Cello, how many games?
10 games? No.
More, Bruce?
More.
Do you know?
20?
23.
Ooh.
Do you remember how many days that was?
How many?
336 days.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help that the off-season's 180.
Well done.
Congratulations, Marcello Karuska won.
Of course, Marcello's playing for Daniel, and you're playing
for Wayne Collins, and you were playing for Daniel Varga. So well done, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, Haydo. And what do they pick up, mate?
Unlucky, Brucey.
An RAA domestic travel voucher to the value of $1,000. A Viva hardcover. It's a 3-piece cabin and medium and large roller case valued around $1,047. That's available in teal or charcoal grey. AUFC merchandise worth over $200. All up, $2,000. and $47 plus the merch. So well done.
Very
really?
Much
really?
Indeed, yeah, my friend. Yeah.
Spend it on whatever you like.
That's well awesome. Done. Well really? Done, lads. All right, any messages, final messages for the fan base out there, for the Reds supporters?
I know it's a Thursday night and it's a school night, but you've got to come out and support.
We
need you.
Yeah, exactly. We need everyone there.
Cello, we need it. We need you there. We need you playing back in the number 10 strip. I'm 55 and still playing elite football.
No. I think we can negotiate that
on the PlayStation.
Elite's very subjective, eh?
Thanks for coming in, guys. Thanks, love boys. You both. Go the
Thank
Reds.
You so much.
Score tonight, Jazz.
Prediction. 3-1 our way.
You want to get a hold of the boys, ask them a question, give a bit of feedback, provided it's positive. Then get it on the text, 0488 51047. All thanks to Automasters. Paul in Norlunga. With Collingwood allowed into the state for the Crows match, have you ever just made it to a match?
I nearly missed out on a State of Origin game back in the 80s. We were playing Victoria on a Tuesday night, and I was coming down I was coming down Port Road, and then I turned on to get onto the boulevard. Mate,
Oh, you're joking.
It was jam-packed. It wasn't moving because there was so many, you know, it was 45,000.
Traffic used to be bad there.
It was
too,
horrendous.
Wasn't it?
So I had to jump out of the car
near the
Seton Ramblers Football Club and run to get to the other side of where our change rooms used to be on the West Lake side. And I was about 12, 15 minutes late.
Oh, I've got a very similar story.
So, yeah, I panicked. I was stressing.
You know, my first ever game from Melbourne was at, I think it was Eddie had back then, or Telstra Dome or something. Yeah. I drove through the city and I was on Flinders Street in Melbourne for the ute. I had a ute that did not actually physically even just Bunch. Roll forward a little bit for like 25 minutes, half an hour. Like, I don't even know
Were
what was going
stressing?
On. Not really. I was with Chris Dawes and he wasn't playing. So he was, but I had a manual ute. So he didn't know, he couldn't drive a manual. Yeah. So I gave him a quick lesson just in
and
case.
Then
and then
off.
It sort of, we nudged forward a little bit. I rang Roosie 3-4 times.
Yeah.
And just to let him know, he goes, mate, there's nothing to do about it. Roosie's pretty casual too. He's like, whatever you get here, mate, all good. I said, I just don't want to distract the other boys when I come. He goes, mate, that'll be fine. That's what Roosie's like. Mate, I got a tram, got another tram, and then ran. I would have ran, I reckon, 2.5 Ks.
Yeah.
Sweating with my footy bag. Yeah. Left my ute with Dawsey to drive. I was thinking, I could have, my ute might be crashed, left there.
That's it.
Towed away, ran to the game. By the time I got there, they were out on field warm up.
Ready to go.
No one was even in the game.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, at least they're not in here. Got strapped up.
And how'd you play?
They came back in, had 35.
Yeah.
I think they should kick one. I'll look it up. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Nice. What about you, Gregory?
No, I reckon the opposite. I was during that Shield game, the last Shield that we won, the Shield final in 95, I couldn't bear to watch the game. So I actually took off. I got in my car because we were nine down. And there was still like 2 hours to go. Had to draw it.
Mm.
And I just like couldn't bear to watch. So I like took off for about an hour.
Where'd you go?
Just drove around.
On your own?
Yeah, just drove around. I just couldn't. Yep.
You couldn't
I got back for the end of the game.
So once if you lost a wicket and you lost, then you had to shake their hand.
No, I'd check on the radio every now and then to see what the score was. But if we, I wasn't too far away.
He wasn't far away at all.
Adelaide's premier gentleman's club, The Firm. Simply exquisite.
If you've got a question for the boys, 0488 51047. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
That's one way to relax.
Oh, I was single at the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Fantastic.
Is it fantastic?
Fantastic.
Super fantastic.
It's been okay.
Oh,
okay. June 3, National Egg Day today in Australia. Oh. National Egg Day. Don't know why, don't know how, but it is National Egg Day. And on a international stage, it's World Bicycle Day.
Nice.
So I'd like to see you go for a ride on the bike this afternoon.
I'm not going this afternoon.
Those poor tyres. Anyway, birthday.
What did you say then?
Nothing. It's all good.
In 1986, Jazz, this will get you back up.
Yeah, good year.
1986.
Good year.
What'd you do?
Oh, well, BNF.
Lost
the grand final.
I didn't mean that.
Single.
BNF for who?
Roosters.
Ooh, yeah. Rafael Nadal was born in 1986 on June 3. Jazz, now you just want to make a speech, send a little happy birthday
to you, Rafael, and I wish you took that football that I presented to you down at the Halle Berich, and thank you for having a chat to me.
Ash Barty and Rafa Nadal, I'll tell you right now, they'll win the Australian Open, men's and women.
Isn't that ironic, though? He has his birthday during the French Open that he just dominates.
Oh,
he
dominates, yes. That's a good call. At the moment. Yeah. Good pickup,
Louis. Good stat, too, Gregory.
Thank you. It's good. You've actually really contributed. Well
that
done,
was,
mate.
That was better than his Beer with Bluey story.
Oh, well, that's the last. I'm not
mate, don't it. Get oh, sookied no, up.
Don't sook up.
It was just, it is what it is.
You, don't sook up like Jars when he didn't go to Melbourne and play.
Yeah,
you sooked.
No, I didn't sook.
Anyway, AFL birthdays today. Dan Butler. What team?
Dan Butler, St Kilda.
Well done, Greg.
Yes.
Played where? Originally.
I don't know.
Tigers.
Richmond.
Yes. Had an ordinary haircut last year.
He's struggling to get a kick.
Looks a bit like you. Mark Pitney, or Pitnet. He's a number one ruckman at a club. Mm. Played every game this year.
Yeah.
Not a bad player.
He's going okay.
All right. Swans.
Carlton. You idiot.
Don't call him that.
I'll call him what I want.
Okay.
And if
Gee,
I'm not
you're aggressive this week.
Only because you dimwit.
Oh,
anyway.
You're an idiot. I'm a dimwit.
Well.
Be careful. That's bullying.
Yeah.
This what, is llama? Big. There's a death on this day, and this is
oh,
big.
Oh, no. Okay. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Tell him.
Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Oh,
Muhammad Ali.
You should have known that, Jazz.
Now, again, someone very close to your heart. Yes. Do you want to send a little, you want to make speech or say anything?
I visualise him now in just how he moved and he entertained. He was one of the greats of all time. The greatest of all time.
The greatest. Well, he named himself
and that's
the greatest.
Why he there's him and then there's Daylight. Does that be fair or not?
That's fair.
Or you think there's someone that sits alongside
on
him?
On the world stage, the best ever sportsman?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Mike Tyson was pretty handy.
Michael Jordan.
Jordan was good.
I thought you were talking about boxers.
No. Anyone.
Jordan was a good boxer.
There's Ali and then there's Daylight.
Hey,
don't know about that.
Little we'll fact to send you home with today. Just a bit of good luck for the way home, Jars. You've been pretty well behaved this time. You're on two strikes, so you wouldn't want another one. Because you won't be here tomorrow. This is a good fact, and this one, again, is related to you, Jars, because you're a big Queen man, aren't you?
Love
Freddie. Queen. Right. Do you know both drummers from Queen and Duran Duran had the same name? And what is that name?
Oh, Roger.
Do you know that, Hado?
Yeah, Roger. Roger Taylor.
Roger Taylor. Did you know they were both the same name?
No, I didn't, and that is brilliant.
There you go, Jazz. Very related to you today.
Never heard of it.
Tomorrow I'll do you, Bluey.
All right.
Brilliant.
We're not here tomorrow.
Yeah, good.
See you later.